do now in the holy letters of the Rebbe. This is in volume 6, and this is letter number 1753, dated Beis Menachemov Tashin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. First, the Rebbe apologizes because if somebody didn't get an answer right away, or they didn't get an answer, they got offended. So the Rebbe is apologizing for that. The Rebbe says, I was in pain to find out that I caused you pain, so that you did not receive an answer to your letter. You sent me a letter, I didn't respond, so that causes you pain. And Rebbe says that you're interpreting my lack of a response in totally different interpretation, which are not really fitting at all and at all. In other words, you're reading into it things that were never meant. I've already written many times to many of the Hasidim that because of the so much of my being preoccupied, all my obligations, so when I receive a letter that somebody has a question or a request, to the best of my ability, I try to fulfill it. But not at each time there is time, free time to let you know, either by writing back to you or even orally. So that means that, or he can't not even orally confirm that he got the letter. But the Rebbe says that doesn't mean that I did not do what you asked me. As the Rebbe says, in your case, when you sent me this pidyon nefesh, that note, so, etc., so you sent to me, I am reading it during times, auspicious times, Eis Ratzin, on the resting place, on the tzion of my father-in-law with all the titles over here. And I mention you that your heart's desires should be fulfilled for the good. Even though that I'm only letting you know about it in writing, doesn't come at all, or it's delayed. But of course, it's obvious, there is no intention of trying to ignore you or push you away, God forbid, because what I do, the Rebbe says, is only to bring close, that's all what I do. And the matters which sometimes need to be done, that is on the other side, even if, God forbid, sometimes somebody needs something, I leave that, and it's possible that others should fulfill. And Halavai, the Rebbe says, I should be able to have the power to fulfill all the positive things. Basically, the Rebbe says that what I intend and what I'm doing is only the positive support, the good, the blessings, everything that is positive. Sometimes, even in a situation where, God forbid, somebody needs a little push, a little punch, something, I leave that for somebody else to do. And the Rebbe says, I hope I can do my part as much as I can. So the Rebbe says, in order to still appease you, to get you to understand, even though you had no basis for it, and the Rebbe says, in the parentheses, this must be the advice of your Yetzer. The Yetzer Hara searches for ways fitting to each one, either to put them down in their own eyes, or to make them very big in their own eyes. As long as he can hold them back from the diligence, the feeling diligent in the service of Hashem, of the blessed Hashem. So the Yetzer Hara will sometimes put you down and sometimes raise you, if that would help him achieve his goal of trying to hold you back from the proper service of Hashem. So the Rebbe says, so while this was your idea was from the Yetzer Hara, but still I'm going to appease you by attaching here the headlines of that which I spoke to the students that are traveling in the shlichus of the Merkaz L'Inyan Chinuch. And the Rebbe says, while this was said for the students, but the truth of the matter is, the meaning of those words, the contents of those words, are actually important to each and every one of the Jewish people. You see, the Rebbe uses those words that he spoke to them, that the students who are in the yeshiva, they go outside to faraway places, not only far physically, but also spiritually, they're far from the yeshiva, from the centers of Judaism, and you take them away far, and the Rebbe brings out over there that precisely through working in the outside, you can gain a lot more also in the inside. So the Rebbe says, this is important for every person, not only for those students traveling, because the truth is that the soul actually makes also a very big journey. The soul comes, where does it come from? It comes from underneath the honorable throne, the Kisei HaKovid. It's carved out from Hashem's honorable throne, and it has descended through all the various levels till it came down to this physical, materialistic world. And therefore, it doesn't really want to come down. The soul is not looking forward. And that's why our sages of blessed memory say, Bal korchoch atochai, it's against your will that you live. Basically, means to say that you're living and you have to be in this world is against your will, because the soul doesn't want to be here. It wants to be with Hashem. It wants to be in the spiritual world. And yet, it is precisely through this descent, from this high step, it becomes possible for this greater elevation, as explained in many places in Hasidus. Now, we don't understand logically. This is not something, even though we don't understand logically. Especially, no one understands what is the specific task that each soul was given in a certain area. But that is something which we say that the land will be divided by lottery, which means Shem by lottery, defined by Hashem, as explained also in the Rishima and that attached notes over there. Everybody, Hashem has designated in his way, given everybody their job, and the Rebbe blesses him to be able to serve the blessed Hashem with simcha, with joy, and in a wide way. So here, you can imagine that the Rebbe has to apologize, sort of, for causing the person pain, because the Rebbe did not answer him. And he wanted to interpret it, the Rebbe is not answering me because the Rebbe sees something about me or is something wrong with me. The Rebbe is trying to sort of push me away. And it's amazing, the Rebbe says that my job is not to push away, period. I only bring people close. I leave the pushing away, even if it's necessary for other people to do. But the Rebbe says, you're misinterpreting. The Rebbe says, I'm overwhelmed with all of the occupations and all of the matters that I'm involved, that it doesn't always get a chance to answer, or sometimes the answer is delayed. And the Rebbe basically says, listen, there's no basis for that. because this is sometimes the Yetzer Hara is trying to put you down and or put you up in order to get you to sort of stop you from your diligence in your service to Hashem. But still, because you wrote to me like that, the Rebbe is attaching him that extra note and gives him that extra, I would say, attention that was necessary. Sometimes, you know, people who needed that extra attention, the Rebbe would give to them. That's what he asked for. So the Rebbe says, I'm there to be makariv if you feel that way. But sometimes people didn't get an answer right away, or they felt maybe that maybe the Rebbe isn't happy with them, so to speak, but that's not true. The Rebbe says, that's not what I do. Very, very interesting.